Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Dark. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Eddie Haas. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Buell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Thacker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn, who is chasing the ball. Bruton reaches third base with a triple. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Crandall reaches second base with a double. Bruton scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews takes first base on ball four. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields it and throws to second for the out. Crandall moves to third. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Crandall tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Braves. Eddie Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Buell. Will moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mathews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell hits a line drive into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Bruton goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Braves. Bob Anderson now pitching. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Matthews moves to third. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matthews scores. It's 4-0, Braves. Eddie Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Haas reaches second base with a double. Dark goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Braves. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive towards first. Adcock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0-for-1 in the game. Cotter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0-for-1 in the game. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Bruton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Crandall is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Braves. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Haas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0-for-1 in the game. Thacker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dark. Thacker reaches second base with a double. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-2 in the game. Logan strikes out. One out. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cotier hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0-for-2 in the game. Buell hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashburn hits a fly ball into right field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Bruton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8 to nothing, Braves. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Crandall takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews strikes out. 1 out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Adcock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10 to nothing, Braves. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Haas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark now playing third base. Al Spangler now playing left field. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Thacker hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Heist now playing center field. Jerry Kindle now playing shortstop. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 3 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cotter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0 for 3 in the game. Buell hits a fly ball into center field. Heiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi pinch hits for Seth Moorhead. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton who is chasing the ball. Heist reaches third base with a triple. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Will hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heist scores. Two outs. It's 10-1, Braves. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Kindle reaches second base with a double. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Mark Freeman now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a line drive towards first. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Crandall takes first base on ball 4. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a line drive into center field. Heist picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Heist. Crandall moves to third. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.